Chapter 8. Martin Luther King, Jr. The life work of civil rights leader Martin Luther King, Jr. was to gain social, political, and economic equality for American blacks by peaceful means. For this, he was violently attacked by racists and was assassinated in 1968. From the mid-1950s until his death, Dr. King was leader of the civil rights movement, which raised the consciousness of all races throughout the country. In 1964, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his dedication to nonviolent change, the youngest person ever to receive this great honor. Martin Luther King, Jr., the son and grandson of Baptist ministers, was born in Atlanta, Georgia. He graduated high school at 15 and entered Atlanta's Morehouse College. At first, he intended to become either a doctor or a lawyer, but eventually chose the ministry. After receiving his B.A. from Morehouse, he obtained his Ph.D. from Boston University. During this time, he became a great admirer of Mohandas Gandhi, the Indian holy man who led nonviolent protests which freed India from British rule. Dr. King later said he got his operational techniques from Gandhi and his ideals from his Christian religion. While in graduate school, he met and married Coretta Scott. After graduating in 1955, Martin became pastor at the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama. In the South in those days, city buses were segregated by law. If the white section was full, the law required blacks to give up their seats to additional whites. One day in Montgomery, black seamstress Rosa Parks refused and was arrested. To protest this law, Dr. King led a boycott of the Montgomery City bus system. King suffered harassment, arrest, and his house was bombed during the 382-day boycott, but finally the protesters won. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled the law segregating city buses was illegal. The boycott focused national attention on the South, and King's prominence increased swiftly. As president of the newly formed Southern Christian Leadership Conference, he led many marches protesting segregationist laws in the South. Some of King's fiercest opposition came in 1963 from Eugene "Bull" Connor, police commissioner of Birmingham, Alabama. Connor ordered police to use attack dogs and firefighters' water cannons to stop the freedom marchers. Dr. King and many others were jailed. That August, King led 250,000 people of all races in a march on Washington, protesting racial inequality. At the base of the Lincoln Memorial, he delivered his famous "I Have a Dream" speech, which is considered one of the finest speeches ever given by an American orator. It was largely through his efforts that the 1964 civil rights legislation was passed by the U.S. Congress. While in Memphis to help striking black sanitation workers, King was assassinated on April 4, 1968, as he stood on his hotel balcony. The killer, white racist James Earl Ray, remains in prison. King's nonviolent protest techniques began a new period of mass activism of blacks, women, anti-war activists, and gays after the long silence of the 40s and 50s. Today, his birthday is celebrated as a national holiday, the only American born this century to be honored this way.